Ulster semi-final tomorrow. Antrim, your opponents, placing the Ulster final up for grabs, all set?
Yeah, I suppose that's a big one, Tom, really, placing the Ulster final. And, you know, we've been there for the last 3 years, and, you know, we're hopeful now that we can put in a performance that will, you know, give us the opportunity to play in this year's final as well, Tom. Mm.
4 weeks to the day, I suppose, since the win over Derry in Celtic Park. I suppose it seems a long way back now to that game in Celtic Park, doesn't it?
I suppose it does, yeah. I mean, from our own point of view, you know, we're happy with the work that we've got done since the Derry match. I suppose I've said on numerous occasions that this is the time of the year kind of that we crave in terms of having all our players home, all our players available, and exams out of the road and so forth. So, you know, it's been a couple of good weeks for us, and hopefully that will be reflected in the performance tomorrow as well. But the summertime really is when we get our work done, you know.
Yeah, and I know from speaking to you in recent weeks as well, in terms of injuries, everything seems to be clearing up and you have a fully fit squad.
Yeah, well, that's true, Tom. But sometimes you can have people available, you know, and they mightn't be fully fit. But I think we're edging closer now to everybody sort of being starting to get close to being at the level as well as being available. And that's a big one, I suppose. Sometimes we would have players available, but they mightn't have the work done in the background that would mean that they wouldn't be, you know, in a position to offer as much as you would like. So we're getting close to that position. And if we could be successful against Antrim now tomorrow, that would buy us another 4 weeks in the lead into the Ulster final, which would be very, very significant in terms of our preparations. And that's hopefully,
as we said, Antrim, your opponents, you're going to go in as favourites, very much the favourites, Division 1 side, I suppose, against a Division 4 side, against a side with a good championship pedigree in recent years, and a side with a very poor one.
Yeah, well, not a very poor one against Donegal, I suppose I would suggest. But, you know, in terms of being a favourite and not being a favourite, it's never, ever really come into the reckoning with ourselves. You know, the only thing that's important to us is our performance. And we will be working hard to get that performance right. And that's the big one. And we know, I suppose at the moment, we know what we want to achieve within the game. And we've been working on that over the last number of weeks. And, you know, we've been also trying to build a bit of fitness as well in that time frame, and so this is a very good opportunity now to put all the work that we've been doing on the training field into an applied opportunity for us to move forward in the Ulster Championship. So you know, that's what's in front of us, and you know, regardless if it's Antrim or any other team, it doesn't matter, to be honest with you. You know, we need to get ourselves right, and we need to approach the game in that manner and try and get that performance level.
And the team announced yesterday, looking at it, two changes. Neil Gallagher in back at midfield. Obviously didn't play the last year. You know, wasn't probably ready for a full game, and certainly back in good shape again.
Yeah, I mean he's worked very hard and trained really well. You know, and he's probably had a wee bit of a niggle with a hamstring for the last couple of days, but that's cleared up as well. So, you know, it's good to be in a position now where our squad is getting strong, and that we have people vying for first 15 positions, and also within the squad itself. And obviously it leaves your bench stronger as well, you know, on match day. So that's very, very important as well.
And of course Rory Kavanagh back as well.
Yeah, and I suppose the same story. And you know, we've got very good cover in that position as well, and probably players as well that can play in the half forward line or the middle of the park. Thinking, I suppose, Martin McElhenney and Christie in particular can drop into midfield and play that area. So, you know, obviously the last day that situation was badly needed, and hopefully we will have more possibilities on Sunday in terms of the personnel available.
With the competition for places, and as we saw the last day, you know, we started with Christy Toy and Oran McNeilis in the middle of the field. I suppose selecting the side and selecting the starting 15 in particular is getting more difficult, is it?
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, Tom, and I would welcome it moving forward for the rest of the summer as well, if that's possible. You know, that's what we've been trying to do, and I suppose we've been trying to give younger lads exposure during the league, and that has worked out well for us, and also get the other lads back into the reckoning, and that has worked out well to date as well. So hopefully the two of them merging into one would mean that, you know, there's probably 23 or 24 players there that there's very little between them, and that's a very positive thing. And if we can keep pushing forward on the fitness side of things and keep everybody healthy, then hopefully the squad will be more competitive.
Antrim defeated at Fermanagh in their opening game, ran up an impressive enough scoreline, I suppose, conceded a big margin as well. You were at that game. What did you make of them?
Yeah, very, very impressive in the first half, I have to say. And that's not talking the opposition up or playing games or anything. You know, it was 1-10 to a point. Pretty much the game was over at that stage. Kickouts, very, very good. Very good range on their kickouts. You know, their forward play in particular, a lot of ball won in the middle of the park, but the way they supplied the forward line in particular, and what they brought to the table from an offensive threat was very, very significant. And you know, that's probably going to be the big one for us. You know, Michael McCann in the park is a top quality player and a seasoned campaigner, kicked 2 points from play in the middle of the park, but he also controlled the game, Tom. And Kevin Niblock on the 40, Liam Bradley said after the match, he said it, that he feels he's the best centre forward in the country, and he said it a couple of years ago and he stands by it. So he's obviously a player that has to be respected, and he's the link between, I suppose, the defence and the forward line, and he was the person responsible for getting Brian Neeson the supply that he got the last day, and he kicked 1-7 on the back of that supply. So they've got a really good spine of a team, and then obviously you've got the other McCanns, Thomas and Paul on the forward line as well, and the young lad McGeever that played in Australia, who's 6'5", 6'6" maybe, and he operates between midfield and full forward, so he'll be a handful when he's on the edge of the square, no doubt, and also at the park. So they're bringing a lot to the table, a lot of things to deal with there. So you know, we've got our eyes opened in many respects against Fermanagh, and it was good to see that.
As I said, the perception is, and certainly, I suppose, looking at the scoreline conceded against Fermanagh, that the Achilles heel of this Antrim team is their defence.
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily agree with that. You know, Tom, like, I think maybe at 1-10 to a point, I think they might have just switched off psychologically a wee bit, they let Fermanagh back into it. You know, it was 31 minutes on the clock when Fermanagh scored after 30 seconds, and there was 31 minutes on the clock when they scored their second point. So I think at that stage there was sort of an element of Antrim switching off, and the job was almost done. And the second half again, they picked it up and they pushed out to an 11-point lead before maybe they took their foot off the gas again. And probably from Antrim perspective, that's probably a valuable lesson to them, and they'll feel that if they can, you know, work through the patches that they went well in and be very disciplined then in terms of trying to not let the lapses in concentration happen, you know, they'll be in a good position.
As we said earlier, you know, you're the favourites, everybody tipping Donegal, talking maybe even of Donegal Monaghan in an Ulster final already. But is it safe to say you saw enough in Brewster Park to certainly have you forewarned?
Well, we did, Tom, but, you know, the bottom line is this, we've never gone down that road anyway. You know, we've always looked at the game on its own merit, no matter who the opposition is, and we give them full respect, and we try to get our own performance level right for the game, and that's the key thing, and we will not deviate from that. This is Championship football, it's the Ulster Championship. Anybody can beat anybody on a given day, and that has been proven down through the years, so, you know, what people say is irrelevant. You know, people are not in Convoy or McCool Park on a Tuesday night. They don't know what's going on, really, within the four walls of our dressing room. And we don't know what's going on in Antrim. We do not know how well they're going, or vice versa. And so for that reason, you know, you just have to prepare as best you can and get your own performance level right. And bookies will make odds. But, you know, if I can remember the last year's Ulster final, we were raging hot favourites and we came out on the wrong side of the results. So it's irrelevant, to be honest with you. We have a job to do, and we're hoping to go in and try and do that job on Sunday.